I have been watching Fox and Friends all morning long. I got here at 4:22 today. Usually get here about 4:12. I was 10 minutes late. Stayed up late doing a little show prep for you guys last night. I got a lot to tell you. For example, there's a story from G. Edward Griffin about the coronavirus in Italy. And the story is that what they're not telling you about this is that many of the coronavirus cases of people that have died went into the hospital with other ailments, underlying conditions, they call them. No one is reporting on this, but I have the stats for you. So we'll talk about that. I'd like to take you also, let me finish my thought about Fox News. It's now six times. I got a running count. Since 4:20, for the sixth time, I've seen their tirade hissy fit with the headline, "Young people aren't taking COVID-19 coronavirus seriously. Young citizen, you will obey your federal CDC scaremongering overlords, young people." The Utes are going, no, we're going to go ahead and go to the beach. No, you're not. I'm going to close the beach down. Well, see if you can get round up 20,000 of us, Sheriff. And so they've dragged the usual suspects up there. Tell us why the youth should be horrified of this. Well, they should be terrified because full 5%. You hear me? Do you hear me, Lebowski? 5%. COVID-19 cases are now being assigned to people that are younger than 25, than 45. 5%. Oh my gosh. I want to talk about statistics for a moment. I have several friends that have been emailing and texting me, telling me statistics. Mike, don't get into statistics because you're an idiot. You're not a mathematician. If you do statistics, your goose is cooked because you don't know what you're talking about. I've had several people tell me, you need to rely on the experts for statistics. Okay. I'm not going to talk about statistics or make any up or make any extrapolations. I don't need to. I have one simple question for all the people making the statistics. Can you tell me, of the 5% coronavirus cases that are now assigned to people younger than 45 and under, can you tell me what percent of influenza cases last year, let's go all the way back to the swine flu, in the last 10 years, what percent of influenza admissions into hospitals were for people younger than 45? Go. You want a stat? Give me that flipping stat. Simple. That's all I ask. Tell me what percentage of people under 45 were hospitalized in 2018 with the flu. Go. I got a better question for you. Does anybody care? Here, I have another question. Is anyone going to look it up? There's another question. Does the statistic exist? Well, since I did stay up late last night and do a little bit of homework, because I'm not an idiot, try not to be one and share incorrect information with you, yes, the statistic does exist. It's about the same. It's a very similar if we are getting reliable data for today. Okay, so what's the big deal then? Why shut the entire American economy down over it? I'd also like to share this with you because I missed this one yesterday. This is from Joy Pullman at thefederalist.com, who seems to be the only human alive, other than myself, that will brave the brave new pandemic world and try to get to the truth of this matter and save people's businesses. That's all I'm trying to do here. Begging and pleading, I sent a letter to my governor last night, John Bel Edwards, and on Twitter. And I asked him, reconsider your ban. Sometime today, the dailycaller.com is going to publish my FA about this. I have the, it's going to be, it might even be on the front page. My essay part is going to be one side of the story. And then the other side of the story will be presented by another writer who will write on the merits of, okay, my part is, were the, here, coronavirus lockdowns are ultimately assaults on freedom. So I'm taking the position, drastic, lethal overreaction. They got another guy that's writing who's going to say, not a drastic enough reaction. In other words, we ought to all be quarantined. Lock us all indoors. 6, 8, 12, how many weeks it takes? I heard yesterday or this morning, somebody, some doctor was on Fox and Friends going like, it might be a year and a half before we get back to normal, before we can really say that we're free from this horrifying disease. A year and a half? You know what the attention span of the average American is, sir? Here's what John P.A. Ioannidis wrote at a professor of medicine, epidemiology, and statistics at Stanford University wrote. He's also co-director of Stanford's Meta Research Innovation Center. Again, he gets into some statistics here. If we assume that case fertility rate, or I'm sorry, fatality rate, fertility. If we assume the case fatality rate among individuals infected by SARS-CoV-19 is 0.3% in the general population, a mid-range guess from my Diamond Princess, that's a cruise ship that had the people that were infected on it, from my Diamond Princess analysis, and then about 1% of the U.S. population gets infected. That's about 3.3 million people. This would translate to about 10,000 deaths. This sounds like a huge number, but it is buried within the noise of the estimate of deaths from, quote, influenza-like illness, close quote. Now, here's the kicker, okay? You want numbers? I got numbers for you. If we had not known about a new virus out there and had not checked individuals with PCR tests, the number of total deaths due to influenza-like illness would not seem unusual this year. At most, we might have casually noted that flu this season seems to be a bit worse than average. The media coverage would have been less than for an NBA less than for an NBA game between the two most indifferent teams. Some worry that the 68 deaths from COVID-19 in the U.S. as of March the 16th, by the by, it's up to, what is it today, Maggie? 155.